Well, thank you so very much.
谢谢大家，很感谢。
It's a joy to be with you once again.
我很高兴又再一次跟你们一起。
I bring you greetings first of all this afternoon from my wife.
首先我代我的代替我的太太问候大家。
She intended to be with me today, but is not feeling well and asked me to send her greetings.
所以她本来想要跟我一起来，因为身体不舒服。
And I have just recently returned from China. And bring you greetings from brothers and sisters in Christ who are serving there. Last Sunday, I worshipped in China the Sunday before in Hong Kong.It was a joy and privilege to be involved in training some young Chinese missionaries. Missionaries who are part of a movement known as the Back to Jerusalem movement. These young men and women will be serving the Lord Jesus in places like Pakistan.And other nations of Central Asia and the Middle East. And some even planning to go to Muslim nations of Africa. So it was a joy for me to be with them.And to have the opportunity to help train them as cross-cultural missionaries. Some of you would perhaps like to know where I was. Well, I began in the city of Shenzhen. Shenzhen.In the south, by near Hong Kong.
Yes, near Hong Kong, Shenzhen.
Yeah, Shenzhen. And then I was somewhere between there and Shanghai. But I bring you greetings from a brother, one of the uncles who is in charge of this missionary movement. He asked me on our last day together,if there was any way I could help provide Bibles for these young missionaries. I said to him, do they not have Bibles? And he said, yes, they have Bibles, but they like to give each of them a Bible that I think some of you have, where you have Mandarin and then English right alongside of that.So I mentioned this as a prayer request. Pray that I'm going to try to raise about $900 so I can send that so that each of these missionaries can have this Bible as they graduate from the missions training.
So I hope we all pray. I hope we can raise about $900 so that each of these missionaries can have
I told this brother that I often have the opportunity of preaching at this church. And he said to be sure to also extend his greetings, and so I do that now in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, today is a very special Sunday for many reasons.
Today,
Happens to me.
You're going to speak Chinese. 今天有很多特别原因，是一个特别的星期天。
It's a Sunday where we celebrate this Thanksgiving weekend.
我们这个是刚好庆祝感恩节的这个主日。
And I am thankful to the Lord for so many things.
我对神有很多需要感恩的地方。
And one of the things I'm thankful for to the Lord is this fellowship, this wonderful church.
Uh,
But this Sunday is also the first Sunday of Advent. This week I looked up the word Advent in the dictionary. And the definition is the arrival of a notable person or event or thing. For Christians, it's the season before Christmas. When we remember and celebrate the arrival, the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And this afternoon, as we continue our study in the book of Daniel, we come to a passage that is all about the arrival, the coming of our Lord and King Jesus Christ. Now, when we come to Daniel chapter 7, we come to the second half of the book of Daniel. In the first half of Daniel, we had a series of stories or episodes out of the life of Daniel and his friends and some of the kings of Babylon. But here in the second half of the book of Daniel, we have a series of four visions. Four prophetic visions. And here in Daniel chapter 7, we have the first of these four prophetic visions. We'll actually only look at the first half of Daniel 7 today. And you'll have to invite me back if you want to see the second half of this first vision here in Daniel chapter 7. But this vision reveals three things in particular. First, it gives us a vision of the kingdoms of this world. The human kingdoms of this world. Second, we find in this vision God's judgment of the kingdoms of this world. And third, we see what the kingdom of God looks like compared to the kingdoms of this world. In fact, this is the emphasis of Daniel chapter 7. How God's kingdom is different than the kingdoms of this world. We'll see, for instance, that God's kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. An everlasting kingdom that ultimately will triumph over all of the kingdoms of this world. And this is important, I think, because at times it seems like that's not the case. At times it appears as though the church and the kingdom of God is just suffering and being beaten down by the world. So prophecy is given to us not only to show how God is working throughout the course of history, but it's given to also show that God's kingdom will ultimately triumph. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. I learned when I was in China, I should say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And everyone will say amen.
Amen.
Amen. This is the purpose of prophecy.
这就是预言的目的。
To help us get back on track today.
所以我们可以又回到正轨上面。
Because of what we know is going to take place in the future.
因为我们知道将来发生什么事。
The triumph of God's kingdom is so certain
神的王国要战胜是确定,
that we're invited now to join His program and to get involved in what God is doing.
所以我们现在可以来参加神的事工。
I believe, brothers and sisters, that's what this vision is all about.
我相信这就是但以理这个意象所说的。
And we're involved in a terrific business, a great business, when we get involved in the kingdom work of the living God. And being assured of this, we realize that ultimately God's kingdom will triumph and we will be victorious. I'm thankful for that great hymn that we just sang, A Mighty Fortress is Our God. You can never just stop after singing the first verse of that hymn. Because after the first verse, like it is in life, it seems as though Satan is triumphant. But we learn in that great hymn, it's not through our own strength, but through the Lord Jesus Christ and His kingdom that we ultimately experience victory. What a joy that is. To know that we're not fighting for victory, but we're working from victory to victory in Jesus Christ. This is what this vision here in Daniel chapter 7 is all about. Well, with that as an introduction, let's look now at some of the things we see here in the first 14 verses. The first thing we see are what we might call the arrival or the advent of the world's kingdoms. And we see these kingdoms being portrayed as beasts. Some, one in particular, which are very hideous. By the way, this vision of the kingdoms of the world that Daniel has here parallels the vision of the kingdoms that Nebuchadnezzar saw in his dream in chapter 2. In both visions, we see four human kingdoms. Which are followed by a fifth kingdom. A kingdom very different from the kingdoms of this earth. Now we read the verses together already. And by the way, let me just pause here. I just want to say it's a marvelous thing to hear you reading scripture together in unison. I believe God's word was intended to be read out loud. And it thrills my heart to hear you and to hear these young missionaries in China when I would say, turn to this passage, and they would all read out loud. There's power in God's word. But why are these kingdoms that we read about here pictured as beasts? They look like lions with eagle's wings. We read about one that looks like a bear. Another that looks like a leopard. And another one that's just described as a terrifying beast. As my wife and I were talking about the passage, I said, honey, it sounds like a bunch of football teams. There's lions and eagles and bears and well, jaguars, I guess we could say. But think about it. Why do football teams, you know, call themselves names like that? I mean, we don't have football teams that are called the Turtles or the Doves, do we? No, they choose the names of beasts that are powerful, that conquer, that destroy. And I believe that's why these kingdoms of the world are described as beasts. Also because this is what humanity looks like apart from God. Animals. Beasts. This is what humanity and human kingdoms look like without that quality which is essential to our humanity, Jesus Christ Himself. God Himself in man. Now, historically, it's possible to identify these beasts with a specific empire, a specific kingdom. The lion with wings like eagles represents the Babylonian kingdom. Note, interestingly, at the end of verse 4, how a human element is introduced. And this, I believe, has something to do with Nebuchadnezzar's own journey that we read about in Daniel chapter
4.
By the way, Babylon is the modern-day nation of Iraq. Next, we read about a bear which represents the kingdom of the Medes and the Persians. The modern day empire or nation of Iran. Then we read about a leopard with four heads and four wings. Historically, this refers to the Greek Empire of Alexander the Great, which shortly after his death was divided into four parts. And the fourth beast, described here only as dreadful and terrifying and strong, is usually identified with the Roman Empire and the civilization that grew out of the Roman Empire. Now, although we can identify historically four specific kingdoms here, I believe we're to view these kingdoms collectively as a representation of all of man's kingdoms.
So我认为我们应该把这四个连在一起，代表整个属世的王国。
all of the philosophies and the religions and the political nations of man on earth. This is the first thing that Daniel sees in his vision. He sees these kingdoms coming and one devouring the next as they continue to come up out of the sea. And dear friends, I feel this is my job this afternoon. Is to help you see what Daniel saw in this vision. But then we read these words in verse 9, and I kept looking. And what we see next now is the judgment of these kingdoms of man. Actually, the whole of Daniel 7 is a judgment scene. Verse 9, we read that thrones were set up. The Ancient of Days took his seat. This is a picture of God as judge. Verse 10, books were open. And the court is in session. All of Daniel chapter 7 is a picture of a courtroom, a judgment. And the kingdoms of this world are judged. And their dominion, their authority, their rule is taken away. Thankful to Brother John for his introduction to the carol that we just sang together, Joy to the World. It's a paraphrase, as he noted, of Psalm 98, which we also read together. And in that psalm, all of creation shouts joyfully to the Lord. Because he comes to judge the earth and its kingdoms. He judges the sin and the evil in this world. The injustice, the oppression. But he also comes to judge each one of us. To judge the sin and the unrighteousness in my heart and in yours. And brothers and sisters, this is the judgment that ultimately happens at the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. The cross is where God judges the sin and unrighteousness in the world and in our lives. But at the same time, the cross is where God begins the work of establishing a new kingdom. His own kingdom that will reign forever and ever. And this is exactly what we see here in the next verses. As God judges the kingdoms of this world, As he judges, yes, even the sin and unrighteousness in our own hearts and lives, we also see that his kingdom is established. Hallelujah. Amen. And that's what we're going to see in the next verses. Verses 13 and 14. We're going to see Advent. The arrival of a notable person. And a notable event. The arrival of God's kingdom. Again, Daniel says, I kept looking in the night visions. And behold, with the clouds of heaven, one like a son of man was coming. And he came up to the Ancient of Days, and he was presented before him. And to him was given dominion, glory, and a kingdom that all the peoples, nations, and men of every language might serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which will not pass away, and his kingdom is one which will not be destroyed. Brothers and sisters, in contrast to the beast-like kingdoms of this world, what does the kingdom of God look like? It looks like a man. It looks like one, as we read here, like a son of man who comes and is presented before the Ancient of Days. What was the name that Jesus used for himself more than any other name in the New Testament? Eighty-three times. He calls himself the Son of Man. This is what the kingdom of God looks like. It looks like Jesus. Dear friends, these verses are all about Jesus. And the establishment of his kingdom. And this one, like a son of man, Jesus is now presented before the Ancient of Days. This, I believe, is a prophetic picture of Jesus in heaven after judging the kingdoms of this earth on the cross. In fact, let's just turn briefly to the New Testament, the Gospel of John, chapter 12. Listen to these words, John chapter 12, verses 31 and 32. Jesus is speaking and he says, now judgment is upon this world. Now the ruler of this world will be cast out. And if I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to myself.
31节, 现在这世界受审判, 这世界的王要被赶出去, 我若从地上被举起来, 就要吸引万人。
Jesus is talking here about the cross. The very next verse, verse 33 in John 12, says he was saying this to indicate the kind of death by which he was to die.
所以在三十三节里面，就耶稣预言他要怎么死。
He's talking of the cross where we are now released, we're set free from the bondage of sin.
他说这个十字架可以让我们从被罪的捆绑救出来。
And the kingdoms of this world and the darkness and evil of this world.
这属世的王国也就是这一个黑暗的王国。
And Jesus takes our sin and condemnation upon himself.
耶稣把我们要死的罪放在他身上
so that we would be set free
这样我们才能够得自由
to receive a new life
接受新的生命
eternal life
永生
and enter into a new kingdom
进入一个新的王国
of light and righteousness
那里面是有正义的
of peace and harmony
里面有
Where we will reign together with him forever. Amen. What a marvelous vision Daniel receives now of all that God is going to do.
So, this is a 多么伟大的意象，他从但以理从神那里得来。
Boy, I'm tempted to keep on preaching.
我真是想继续的再继续讲。
But there's some great things that we'll see next time we're together in the following verses about this kingdom of God.
我们下一次我来的时候，我们可以继续看有关这个神的王国的描写。
For today, let's just focus on this truth.
今天我们就注重一个真理。
That Jesus, having now died on the cross and risen again from the dead,
耶稣基督在十字架上死了，然后从死里复活。
Is now brought before the judge, the Ancient of Days.
现在被带到那亘古常在者的面前。
And he says, "It is finished."
但他说，完成了。
I've paid the price.
我付了代价。
And I've redeemed a people for your kingdom.
我为你的王国救赎了人。
Brothers and sisters, my challenge.To each of you this afternoon, is simply this, to trust in Jesus as your Lord and Savior. To trust in the finished work of Jesus on the cross. To realize that the sin, the unrighteousness in my own heart and life was paid for when Jesus shed his blood on the cross.
让我们知道我们自己的不义已经在主耶稣基督钉十字架的时候的血洗净。
So now I can come to Jesus.
所以我现在可以来到耶稣面前。
I can simply place my faith and trust in him.
我可以把我的信心跟依靠放在他身上。
And his finished work on the cross.
他的十字架成就的事工。
And I can receive from him forgiveness of my sins.
我可以从他里面使我的罪得到赦免。
And the gift of eternal life.
能够得到一个永生的。
And reign together with him.
跟他一起掌权。
In his kingdom.Now I know many of you, I know this church.
我认识你们当中很多人，我也认识你们教会。
And I know that many, if not all of you, have placed your trust in Jesus as your own personal Lord and Savior.
我也知道你们很多人已经把你们的信心放在耶稣身上，跟他们呼救。
But maybe there's someone here this afternoon.
也许今天下午还有人在这里。
And you say, in all honesty, I'm not sure, Pastor, if I know Jesus. I'm not sure if I know that my sins are forgiven. I'm not sure that I can say that I will have eternal life. And so I want to encourage you if I'm speaking to you this afternoon.
我希望这些人他们可以跟大家弟兄姐妹们交谈。
Would you welcome Jesus on this Advent Sunday? Would you welcome His arrival into your own heart and life? Will you trust in Him and receive from Him forgiveness for your sins and the gift of eternal life? What a wonderful expression of thanksgiving that would be. To say, Lord, I thank you for the gift of grace in Jesus Christ. And what a wonderful first Sunday of Advent to then welcome Jesus into your heart and life. I trust that the Lord will take these words and bless them in our lives this week and beyond this week as we continue to walk with Jesus Christ. And get involved in the work of His kingdom now here on earth. Thank you, and may God bless you.
谢谢大家, 愿神祝福。
Amen.
Amen.